T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to Ian Clark, who's out here. Matt Stymiest, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. You know what? I'm the kind of guy, I don't care my role as long as I'm on a winning team. I just want to contribute, and I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go to the press about my touches. And if I'm Ian Clark, you know what? I think the ring is the same size as Steph Curry last I checked, baby.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
Kevon
That's...
Looney joins us here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. Very good answer. Before we get into the Warriors, please tell me about these like new golf hoverboards that you and Dibley are riding at golf courses now.
Well, it is funny. I just got off the course 5 minutes ago.
How'd you shoot?
I had an 86.
That's 86. Not bad.
Nice.
No, dibs, 40 on the back.
Oh, sizzle on the golf board.
Yeah, what are you playing, Paso Tiempo? What are you playing out there?
Not quite. Chuck Kurica here in Alameda, one of the best courses, best kept secrets, best things going. They have these golf boards. They're just like, I don't know, Dibs, how would you describe them? They're kind of like what's it called when you have the skis, with just one ski?
That's a snowboard.
It's a snowboard.
Snowboard. It's kind of like a snowboard, but much safer, and you don't need as much skill. But it's the same kind of concept, and it's fun. It's fun. Breaks in. It makes it different.
It looks cool. Looks like you're surfing the fairway. I want to just go out and ride one. I don't even think I need to bring my clubs. I just want to putter around on one of those.
You can do that too.
When Dame,
Dibs, thanks for hooking me up with that.
Oh, nice.
No worries, Kevon.
The idea,
When Dame Lillard hit that three at the end of the third, you and I looked at each other and both said, "That's a big bucket right there." On the list of pleasant surprises, is that one of the biggest pleasant surprises of this entire season, them coming back and beating the Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah, it was another nice win. I mean, this is like a 2-year run now for the Warriors of just so many big wins, so many signature moments. And that's what, I mean, when you have a championship team, they have dozens of wins like that. And this was another one. I was thinking, when it got to 11, they're going to have trouble. And 11 isn't 11 anymore without Steph Curry. It's kind of like 16, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When you talk about their explosiveness. But they're underrated, and they've been underrated drastically. Their defense has been. And, think about it. It's Bogut's a tremendous defensive player. But he wasn't having a good game against the Blazers in game two, and they subbed for him. And even though Bogut's a great defensive player having a poor game, they brought in a guy who then had a great defensive game. So they're just, it's incredible how many contributions they get. And that's why I think they're going to definitely get by the Portland Trail Blazers with or without Curry.
Well, and they now have the one luxury so rarely afforded to a playoff team. You got a chance to be patient. You got a chance to be patient with your best player, and that's exactly what Steph needs right now, a little bit more patience. Kerr was talking about it, maybe practicing with the team Sunday. I tell you, even if they lose game three, I think I'm holding them out of game four just by default anyways, and if he does rejoin the team, I'd like to see it happened at home and let him get back in rhythm in the gym. He's gone bonkers in all year.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Of all the opinions out there, people are, things get misconstrued, and it's like, is anybody like, no, you know what, Damon, I want to bring Curry back early. I want to bring him back early. I want to bring him back when that knee's not 100%. Hopefully it's at about 70, 75%. But we're going to, on that night we bring him back, we're going to play him 48 minutes. Just see what happens. It's like, so you have to assume they're going to have the best interest of the player. Everybody's got to have that. You just have to assume that. And if that's the case, it sounds like, I mean, they talked about the 2-week timetable and then a reevaluation. And I think when push comes to shove, that's what they're ending up pretty much doing. In other words, he's going to take part in some practices. 3-on-3 and ramp it up. It doesn't look like he's going to play Saturday. And I'll bet you on the day of the game, on Monday, they'll evaluate him and make a decision about game four at that point. I think that's fair to assume, and I think that's a fair explanation of where we're at right now.
What do you think about Charles Barkley talking about taking somebody out as the Cavaliers set the single-game three-pointer record against the hapless Hawks last night?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know what Barkley meant, and you know what Barkley meant, but and it was all about the nuance of take somebody out and touch somebody up. I mean, okay, so to me, you know, I saw Isaiah Thomas get, you know, flagrantly fouled, and he stays in the game, but that kind of is Charles Barkley's way of saying, you know, you take a guy out. Not like you take him out of the game and you put him out for a series, but like, you know what?
Take him out of rhythm. One. Take him out of comfort zone.
Yeah, and you take him out one play. You take him out one play and you knock him down. And if they want to, you know, and then you kind of go from there. But, you know, I think he didn't use the greatest terminology. But, you know, it's tough to do that in this day and age of the NBA. You go over the line and you might find yourself missing three games. So you have to be very careful, especially – you know, because, you know, you get suspended two or three games, and that's the difference in a series between a win and loss, depending on who the player is.
Let's wrap up with this, Matt. You're Luke Walton. You're now sitting in your office as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers this offseason. Mitch Kupchak walks into your office and says, I'm either going to overspend to bring in Harrison Barnes or Festus Ezeli. Who do you think would be the better overspend?
I need to know the overspend on each player, and I'm dead serious. You know, if Azili's 50, but Barnes is 100, then I'm gonna go with Azili. But if Azili's 50 and Barnes is 58, 62, then I might go with Barnes.
Fair enough, but isn't it something that in 13 minutes of playoff basketball, Azili might have had a better season than Harrison Barnes?
You going to tell Harrison that when he comes on this week?
Well, I mean, we've talked about his struggles. We've talked an awful lot about him and how I think he's still going to get max dollars offered to him by some GM. But, yeah, I mean, we've talked plenty about what's wrong with him exploding for a gaudy number. We've had that conversation many times.
Yeah, if I had to make a choice at this point, I would take Azili, just because it feels like Azili still has things on the table that are, you know, that are still on the table. But Barnes, it feels like, you know, it's been 4 years. He's been on a great team. You know, I'm not saying he's not going to get any better, but, you know, is Barnes going to be is he going to be a number one or two for a really good team? And it's like, at this point, I'd have to say no. So if he is the one or two of a team that makes it to the Western Conference Finals in 4 or 5 years, you know, I'll be wrong. But that's what I think today.
He's either got some limitations to his game, or he is the biggest buy-in to Steve Kerr's system, unselfish player going, which maybe adds a value that I can't even comprehend to the guy. But, I mean, look, he's the perfect complement to this Warriors starting five.
Yes, and he's a great guy. He's a terrific teammate. He's a professional. You know, and you're right. I mean, somewhere in the middle, you know, between the people that say Barnes is the most overrated player I've ever seen, there's the other side that says, you know what, his role isn't the easiest role. Some days they want him to be involved, some days they don't, some days they want him to defend fours, some days they don't, some days they need him to make threes, some days they post him up. So I get both sides of that. You know, and I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, but even in the middle, you know, I don't think we're talking about a superstar.
Hey, Matt, as long as we're talking to you, we're talking with a superstar. Thank you so very much.
That is a fact, Damon. Thanks. But thanks for reaffirming.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how quickly you took the promotion from I'm just a bench player to now I'm a superstar.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you, and we'll catch up when they allow me back on the air in between A's game sometime next week. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Okay. Sounds good, guys.
Thank you very much. Matt Steinmetz here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.